Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain markets were higher today. We were 4 to 6 cents higher on the corn. March corn traded up 4 at $3.81 with the high of 81 and 3 quarters. So just barely off of the high for the March corn. Beans rallied into the close. March closed up 8 cents at 908 and a quarter. That was 1 quarter of a cent off the high of 908 and a half. That market's really breaking out here, going back above the $9 level on the January and March beans that had been resistance. So now that we're through that, I expect that the short fund position could continue to be covered and maybe get back to even on the hedge fund or the managed money. The last high that we set was back in October, and it was just over $9.20, roughly 12 cents higher than the current price. Wheat futures also stronger today, up 3 to 5 cents overall. July Chicago wheat up 3.5, 496 and a quarter. High was 498. And then July Kansas City went back through $5. It's $5.75, up 3.5 cents. The overall wheat picture, similar to the beans, is hedge funds are extremely short the wheat. If they start to get out of that short position, that could drive markets higher. Of course, this time of year, there isn't a lot of wheat news.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's U.S. dollar collapse from 13-year highs, it was down about 200 points. That was the biggest single-day drop in about 6 years. And anytime you get a dollar moving that much, it impacts other commodities, anything that the United States exports. So a pretty big impact there and a pretty big move in the dollar. Of course, today it has bounced back just a touch. So the dollar move, and then, of course, OPEC's meeting today. OPEC kept their oil output to a high at 31.5 million barrels per day. That's a goal is to maintain what market share they do have against competing nations like us here in the United States. So that is typically bearish to the price of oil. And then this morning we had the Stats Canada. The main number that we need to look at is the wheat number. It was 27.59 million tons in 2015. That was down 6.2% from last year. Last year we had 29.42, but the expectations were 26.7. So nearly a million tons more than we were expecting on that number this morning. And we've also had two different USDA soybean sales announcements this morning, somewhere around 500,000 metric tons.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle down 142 at 124.27. February down 22 at 129.22. January feeder cattle down 30 at 159.45. March down 50 at 157.30. December lean hogs down 130 at 57.05. February up 27 at 59.10. December Kansas City wheat up 4.75 at 463.5, with March up 4 at 480.5. December Chicago wheat up 6.5 at 471.25. December corn up 6 at 376.25. March up 4.5 at 381.5. January soybeans 8.5 higher at 906, and March up 7.75 at 908. December cotton up 137 at 63.23, March up 76 at 64.71. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.